Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Detroit is on the clock as there are only 30 days remaining until the NFL draft brings hundreds of thousands of football fans to the city. Officials putting on the event want those thinking about the draft to be ready for what to expect. Here's Mayor Mike Duggan.
You are probably going to have to be here pretty early to get inside the fence zone. The beauty of that is, though, what the team here has done has created so many other spaces where you're going to be able to watch and hear the draft that you can be downtown. And while you'll technically be outside the NFL One Pass Zone, you can go to Grand Circus Park, Beacon Park, Capitol Park, Paradise Valley, Greektown, Eastern Market, Corktown. You will be able to be part of the activity.
The draft will be free and open to fans in the downtown area surrounding Campus Martius and Hart Plaza. The state of Michigan is forgiving more than $3 million remaining on a taxpayer-funded loan stemming from the 2014 construction of Detroit's Q Line. The remaining $3.5 million on the $10 million loan is being forgiven in exchange for the state being able to freely advertise on the side of the streetcars. The state will be able to wrap the streetcars with ads or run static video content at the 20 Q Line stations. They say the advertising opportunity is worth about $4.8 million. Energy Secretary and former Governor Jennifer Granholm was back in Michigan today to unveil details of a program to train people who will work in future electric vehicle battery plants.
The announcement of the Battery Workforce Initiative at a union hall here in Lansing, not far from where GM is building a new battery plant. Granholm says they hope this will train the workers for that plant, but first they'll start with a pilot program in about six locations.
Yeah, the pilot programs here in Michigan?
That's part of the strategy in April, is we are going to open it up to see who wants to be part of the pilot. And so that will, that the final decision on where those pilots will be done in April.
There are currently 30 EV battery plants in use or under construction in the U.S. 5 years ago, there were only two. In Lansing, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
An E-Course man is being arraigned on several counts of criminal sexual conduct after he allegedly raped an Allen Park teenager. Richard Holcomb appearing in court this morning to face charges after the 13-year-old victim was attacked in a home on Meyer Avenue last week. Holcomb's attorney argues here that he isn't a flight risk.
I would suggest that my client is generally not a risk to the community, nor is he a flight risk. He's always appeared in court whenever required to do so.
Holcomb is also facing rape and torture charges after allegedly attacking an elderly couple in Dearborn. He'll be back in court on Monday. Redford Township police are searching for a suspect accused of exposing himself at a kid's clothing store back on March 17th. It happened at Kids for Less in the Redford Oaks Plaza on Grand River Avenue and Beach Daily. The man was caught on camera pretending to shop for clothes and following other customers around while touching himself. He was caught by another customer and left the store. Police say he's in his mid-20s, around 6 feet tall, and approximately 180 pounds, with medium-length braids. The city of East Point could become the next city to allow recreational marijuana businesses. City Attorney Richard Albright was asked to draft an ordinance that would allow recreational marijuana businesses in the city, set to be voted on during the April 2nd meeting. He offered some statistics at the last meeting.
Over the past 12 months, medical marijuana sales in the state of Michigan have decreased by 76.2%.
Albright says adult use or recreational usage has only increased in the state.
Over last year's period, adult use marijuana sales have increased 32.8%. And in 2023, Michigan saw $267.7 million in adult use overall sales across the entire state.
He added that during the same period, the state of Michigan only saw around $3 million in medical marijuana sales. The University of Michigan is trying to deter disruptive protests.
U of M administrators say they're frustrated by commencement ceremony disruptions and other distractions after a series of activist demonstrations, including one over the weekend that interrupted an honors convocation. The protesters want the university to divest funds from Israel amid the Israel-Hamas war. A university spokeswoman says while they support students' rights to protest, disrupting speakers and events isn't protected speech, and it's a clear violation of university policy. The activists group behind the recent protests say they plan to picket the Board of Regents meeting scheduled for Thursday morning. Jonathan Carlson, WWJ News Radio 950.
Excitement is building for the upcoming eclipse. This time, Monroe County residents are really lucky. Sterling State Park is being called the prime viewing location and will be hosting a viewing event on April 8th from 1:30 until 4:30. Sterling State Park Ranger Chris Hurst says viewers will be able to see the eclipse at the park even if it's cloudy.
The maps show that we will be at 99.8% totality. With the visibility there, we should see a pretty good eclipse. I know for certain Sterling State Park will be the most visible area for the eclipse. We are located closest to the line of totality.
You do not have to rent out a camping space to attend the event, but you do need a Michigan recreational passport, which can be purchased at any Secretary of State office. Michigan lottery players are shelling out the cash today for a chance at millions.
So no one won the Powerball jackpot last night, so the next drawing will be Wednesday. Nobody matched numbers 7, 11, 19, 53, 68, and the red ball 23. By the way, the last winner of the Powerball jackpot, January 1st, and that was in Grand Blanc. But tonight, the Mega Millions, that jackpot is $1.1 billion. And Charles DeNoyer, he's from Ferndale, he already bought his Mega Millions ticket. So you really wouldn't work? Would you work or no way? What do you think?
No, I would not. In fact, I'd tell the boss, it's been a pleasure, but goodbye.
Just did they nice thing like that?
Yeah, I work for Dan Gilbert, so he'll understand.
How about that? Two billionaires together. How about that? Mega Millions tonight, $1.1 billion. In Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
Officials at Central Michigan University have received a $15 million grant to help address the teacher shortage problem in public schools across the state of Michigan. That money will be used to create a credentialing hub where school workers who aren't yet certified are eligible to work towards initial certification and ongoing professional learning. Prospective teachers will also be able to use the hub, which is expected to be in operation in August. The dean of Central Michigan University's College of Education, who will lead the work, says the need to attract, develop, and retain educators in rural regions is crucial for the health and well-being of children, families, and communities, as well as the state of Michigan. It turns out that Michigan is in the bottom half of the country for stress. A new survey released by officials at Wallet Hub ranks Michigan 27th in the nation when it comes to stress. So what's causing most of our stress here? It's work. We're 41st in America for work-related stress. The most stressed state in the U.S., Louisiana. The least stressed state in the Union, Minnesota.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8th, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.